Penguin Random House Audio presents Are You Enjoying? Stories. This is the author Meera Sethi. For Ammi and Abu. She had a new feeling, the feeling of danger, on which a new remedy rose to meet it, the idea of an inner self, or in other words, of concealment. Henry James, What Maisie Knew. Zara sa jhoom loo main, are na re na re na. Zara sa ghoom loo main, are na re na re na. Shall I dance a little? Oh, no, no, no. Shall I sway a little? Oh, no, no, no. Lyrics from the movie, Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge.
Mini Apple. Around 11 a.m., slack-limbed and sighing on the toilet seat, eyes closed, Javed heard a rap on the bathroom door. He opened his eyes to the broken first flood of daylight. It was typical of the cook, these days Javed's only house help, to disturb his delicate morning routine. "Yes?" Javed said, his voice neutral, as if speaking across a glass door in an office.
"A gori madam is at the front door," the cook mumbled.
As his fingers unclenched from the Muslim shower he was holding, Javed gulped back his sleeping breath. He'd gone to bed at 5 a.m. after recording a special report on the state of Pakistani democracy in his studio at Jeet TV.
"Show her to the drawing room. Use your common sense. And don't disturb me in the party next time."
Javed had become even more of a workhorse 6 months before, after a raw and, he thought, unnecessary divorce. He peeled the nightshirt off his chest and let it fall to the floor. He looked in the mirror and breathed deliberately. Once, and twice, three times, four times. These days a little meditation went a long bloody way. He brushed his teeth and walked back to his swampy bedroom. The bedsheets were soft with humidity. Javed threw on a clean kameez over his shalwar and sprayed isimiyaki on his neck. As he walked into the drawing room, Javed smiled to buoy his own confidence.
"Aha! How nice to see you!"
The good thing about being a television personality was that even in his gloomiest moments, he could transform his mood at a moment's notice. Tone of voice, steadiness of gaze, the spring in his smile. These aspects of himself now operated without effort, with the cold autonomy of need. Marianne Armand, an economic officer at the American Embassy, had set foot in his house for the first time. But he knew her. He knew she lived in a house across his street. He'd seen her jogging in the neighborhood several times, a police officer always sprinting behind her.
"Sorry to have barged in," said Marianne, a pale hand raised as if testing for rain. "I figured you'd be home today."
She was wearing brown linen trousers and a black t-shirt. She had clear green eyes, and Javed saw that she was almost as tall as he was. Her eyebrows were so sparse, light bounced off them. She sat down on his plastic-covered sofa.
"Do you have time to chat?" she asked.
"Absolutely," Javed smiled, sitting on the sofa in front of her. "There's an insect on your knee."
"I'm having a party at my house tomorrow."
"Go on," she said.
She swept her hand into her hair with the studied patience of a foreign dignitary. Then she cupped the beetle in her palm, set it on the floor.
"Would you like something to drink?" asked Javed.
"Oh, it appears your drinking pipes are leaking. My staff noticed the leak. You might want to get that checked."
"I have bottled water. I'll bring you a fresh bottle."
To his relief, he found two small bottles of Nestle in the fridge. He grabbed a clean glass from the cabinet and brought the items to Marianne on a tray. He removed the cap in front of her.
"That's very kind of you," she said.
She took a sip from the bottle and placed it between her feet.
"That's very kind of you."
People in Pakistan had stopped uttering statements such as, "That's very kind of you." No one said, "That's very kind of you," when you brought them water. The utterance reminded Javed of the photos he'd seen of Marianne at the launches of restaurants, boutiques, movie premieres, and inaugurations. In each photo, she had a "that's very kind of you" air about her, eyes beaming with apology, face bashful with delight. That people invited her to cultivate proximity was obvious enough. Marianne Armand could always help in the facilitation of a visa. But they also jostled around her to inhale the sauce of her pristine foreignness, her teasing jokes, her voluminous brown hair that shone brassy in the Islamabad sun. "Anyway," said Marianne, interrupting Javed's reverie, "I'm having a party at my place tomorrow. The guests will be a smattering of journos and diplomats. Join us if you can. I've been an appalling neighbor. Goodness, I've been meaning to extend an invitation for a long time." And she rolled her eyes at her own unearthed delinquency.
"Don't be silly," said Javed. "It's so nice that you came here. I will certainly try. I have a prior engagement," he fibbed. "But it's not so important. If I get done early, I'll be there with bells on."
"Wonderful. I look forward to seeing you then," said Marianne. She got up and smoothed the pleats of her trousers. Javed couldn't think of anything more to say, and she was already on her feet and waving goodbye with a twirl of her long fingers. From the moment Marianne Armand had arrived in Islamabad 2 years before, during which time Javed had gotten married and divorced, his infant daughter lived with his ex-wife, he'd been reassured by an American presence across the road. Marianne had broken with tradition and chosen to live outside the diplomatic enclave, the sprawling complex of houses, gyms, grocery stores, tennis courts, where most ambassadors and embassy officers resided. Her decision was sanctioned by the embassy, if unusual. The security architecture installed by her team had upgraded Javed's neighborhood. Once a dusty expanse of eucalyptus-shaded bungalows, Green Acres now looked like the suburb of a spotless city. Steel barriers, spikes, ramps, and towers padded by sandbags dotted most streets. The black and yellow concrete barriers had turned the roads into go-kart courses.
"No security issues," Javed would say to his friends.
"Americans live here. Security is outstanding."
Javed had switched to political commentary after 15 full years as a television actor. He'd been a graceful presence on the screen, his gaze touched with roguish charm. When his first movie came out, in the early 90s, he'd had a business card emblazoned with the words, "Film Star." His friends had sniggered, and he'd burned all 200 cards. A few years later, Pakistan's national channel had approached Javed to consider hosting his own talk show. He was selling himself short by being just an actor. He had more to offer the world, the producer said, like his wit and charisma. Javed had turned down the proposition. He had been, at the time, unsure of his ability to discuss, cleverly, culture and politics for a whole hour. Television had a way of revealing the inner truth of the host. By the time privately funded channels came around, in the 2000s, Javed was in his late 30s, at the peak of his acting career. Umeed TV lured him with a package he couldn't refuse, co-anchoring a news show with his then-girlfriend of 3 years. They were a power couple, beloved, on the verge of marriage. His girlfriend, a lawyer, had said the opportunity was the culmination of everything she had dreamed of. Javed's analyses, critiquing the corruption of the ruling party, India's belligerence, American interference in global affairs, had been widely praised on TV. What most people didn't know was that Javed typed out his bare thoughts into bullet points. His girlfriend spun them into stunning discourses. After a year of sitting next to each other 4 days a week behind a long red desk, of Javed occasionally pinching his girlfriend's thigh behind it, she told him she was having an affair with the owner of the channel. Her expression was one of flat, unerring conviction, the same look she emitted to her viewers during a broadcast. She didn't know where the relationship with the boss would go, she said, but she was certain she wanted to pursue it. It was around this time that Javed, stricken, presented himself as a sacrificial offering,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?